بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہ تعالیٰ نے یوشع بن نون علیہ السلام کی طرف وحی فرمائی کہ میں تیری قوم سے 40,000 نیک آدمی اور 7,000 بدکار ہلاک کروں گا. اللہ تعالیٰ سینٹ وحی ریولیشن ٹو دا نبی یوشع علیہ السلام. اللہ تعالیٰ سینٹ ریولیشن دیٹ ان یور نیشن ان یور امت آئی ول بی ڈسٹروئنگ 40,000 in one city, 40,000 pious people and 40,000 pious people and 60,000 evil fasiks, evil people. 40,000, no, it was a city of 100,000 people. So Allah Ta'ala said that in among them there are 40,000 who are pious. In another hadith it comes that these 40 pious people, these 40 buzruks, their amal, their practical good deeds were like the deeds of the Anbiya. So much ibadat they made. But Allah said, they will be destroyed as well as the 60,000 evil people. Yusha alayhi salam ne arz ki, ey Allah, badkar to halak huye, magar nek kyu halak honge? So Yusha alayhi salam was surprised and he said, Ya Allah, it is understandable that the 60,000 evil people will be destroyed with your punishment. But why will the 40,000 pious people be destroyed? So pious that they, the amals like the amal of the Anbiya, why will they also be destroyed? Allah Ta'ala ne farmaya, kyunki wo meri naraazgi ke mauqe par naraaz nahi hote, balki un logo ke saath khate peete hain. Allah Ta'ala said, the reason for that is that they were not displeased when I was displeased. When the people violate my laws and I'm displeased, when they quote my displeasure, then these pious people, these buzruks, they are not displeased. In other words, they abandoned Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi an Munkar. But what they would do, they would mingle with them and they would socialize and fraternize with them. When they would sit together and they would eat together, have functions. When there's wedding functions and they invite these buzruks, and the buzruks also go and join these people with them, and they have meals with them. In other words, they were completely desensitized. When they saw the evil around them, they left it. They did not practice Amal bin Ma'ruf, and for that reason Allah Ta'ala said, they also are just as culpable, just as sinful as those who are committing the actual sin. This is the tafsir of the ayat in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا خَاصًا. Beware of such a punishment, Allah Ta'ala said. Such a punishment which will overtake not only the transgressors, the sinners amongst you. Yeah, it will take over, it will settle upon even the pious people. When the pious people refrain from Amar bin Ma'ruf, Nahi an Munkar, and then they also become now lawful for Allah Ta'ala's azab. If they understand that there's no longer any goodness in making Amar bin Ma'ruf, they are unable to make Amal Ma'ruf, then they have to separate themselves. They have to show the displeasure. They should not mingle with the people. They should not answer the invitations. They should not perform the nikahs. They should not bury them, let the fasiks arrange their own burials. They should completely alienate themselves from those who are flagrantly disobedient. So that Amal Ma'ruf is a wajib duty. It is not permissible for people, that inform, especially for the learned people and the pious people, to abstain from this hukum. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala farmate te ke is ummat mein se baaz log qiyamat ko bandar aur khinzir ki shakal mein utenge. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala is sahabi. He says on the day of coming, narrating a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day of Qiyamah, some people of this ummah, They will be resurrected in the forms of apes, monkeys and pigs. They will rise up as monkeys and as pigs. They will be transformed. Kyunki wo nafarmano se mol jol rakhte hain aur unko rokte nahi. Halanki wo unhe rokne ki kudrat rakhte hain. The reason for this is that they associated freely, mingled and socialized with those who are flagrantly disobedient, and they did not prevent them, they did not make nasihat to them, despite the fact that they were able to do it. It's only they want to continue the friendship for worldly reason, for nafsani reason and worldly reason, they want to continue their relationship and their friendship with these sinners, so they abstain from making amr bil ma'ruf, because when one gives nasihat, it is just natural to attract criticism, and people will detest you then. They will not like a person who proclaims the haq. Jab nafarmano se mukhalif karne walon ka ye hal ho, halanke wo khud fail nahi hai, to in logo ka kya hal hoga jinke aza guna se nahi rukte. So when this is the condition of those people who are not committing the sin, the condition of them being transfigured and transformed into apes and into pigs. They did not commit these sins, but this will be their condition on the day of Qiyamah. So what is then the condition of the people actually who are committing the sin? Everyone has to reflect. If this is their punishment, they become will rise up in the form of pigs and apes, then what will be the state of those who are actually committing the sin? Allah Ta'ala say, Uski meherbani talab karte hain. We petition Allah Ta'ala, seek from Him His rahmat, His mercy. Now He must save us from such a calamity. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi, baazar mein chaate, to amr bil maruf aur nahi anil munkar farmaate tim. Hazrat Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi never used to go in the marketplace. Whenever he would see something wrong, he would immediately resort to amr bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, calling them to righteousness and prohibiting the people from evil in the marketplaces. Aapne farmaya, deen mein ek rukhna hua tha. He's speaking now of that time. In the second century of Islam, this Sufyan al-Thawri, very great among the tabi'in. He says about his time, a crack appeared in this wall of the Islam. It's a crack of evil. See, it was just a crack. By Amr Maruf, we could stem the tide. Ek rukhna hua tha, jisko humne band karna chahna. And we struggled to close that crack up. But it was slowly widening and widening. Lekin ab to samandar chal nikla hai, uske rokne ki kaun taakat rakhta hai. He said, now it's no longer a crack. It's so wide that crack has become so wide, that an entire ocean is coming, an ocean of evil is coming through and over and flooding the entire ummah. Who has got now the power, the strength to block that and to prevent it? In other words, so much. This is the second century. What is our condition now in this 14th century of where we are engulfed by the thing about evil on all sides, all fronts, we are surrounded. It's only Allah Ta'ala that can by His mercy and His protection that we can be saved from the evil. Everyone has to, we have to try and make our best endeavors to stay away from evil. We are in such times about which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Summa yati ala zaman zaman al-qabidu ala deen kal-qabidu ala jamar, that there will come a time, soon dawn a time, when the person who is holding on to the deen, it will appear to him as if he's holding on to burning coal, so difficult. As he's unable to hold burning coals in your hand, so it will be with the deen. Those who are practicing the deen, they will be mocked, and they will be jeered, they will be criticized, they will be given a variety of names and epithets in the same way in which the people had given names to the Anbiya, call them mad people, sorcerers, they are poets and they are fanatics and people who are mad. So these titles will be given to all to the people who seek to stand fast on the deen in these times. Wa akhu da'wana, alhamdulillah.